God, are you kidding me? Miss Langley, there's been some kind of mistake here. I specifically requested to work with Madison or Ashley, not with them.
No changes, Miss Rivera.
This is just perfect. Absolutely perfect. Biggest chemistry demonstration of the semester, and I get stuck with, well, you. Look, let's get one thing straight here, okay? I don't know what kind of cosmic joke this is, but I am not letting you ruin my grade. I've got a 4.0 GPA to maintain, and colleges are watching. So, here's how this is gonna work. I'll handle all the important stuff, and you just try not to overthink everything. Can you manage that? Oh my god, you guys, can you believe this? I got paired with the biggest science nerd in the class. Like, they literally know more about chemistry than some of our teachers. It's so intense. They probably memorized the entire periodic table for fun. And what are you studying there for? We have 20 minutes to set up this entire demonstration. Mrs. Langley said it's worth 30% of our grade. 30%? Do you have any idea what that means for my transcript? Here, just move. I'll handle the glassware since you probably want to analyze the molecular structure of every beaker first. God, why couldn't I have gotten paired with literally anyone else? Even Kevin would have been better. At least he doesn't correct the textbook. Okay, so according to the lab sheet, we need to measure out exactly 50 milliliters of the buffered solution first. And yes, I know you probably want to discuss the optimal pH levels and buffer capacity, but we don't have the time for a chemistry lecture right now. Let's just stick to the instructions. I can't believe this is happening. Of all the people in the class, why couldn't I have gotten sick today or transfer schools or spontaneously developed a flu? Now we need 2.3 grams of the catalyst powder. That's the blizz stuff in container C. And no, I don't want to hear about the theoretical implications of using this particular catalyst versus alternatives. We're following the lab manual, not writing a research paper. Oh, yes, Miss Langley, we're making excellent progress. My lab partner and I have been working so well together, haven't we? We make such a great team. I think I just threw up in my mouth a little. Great team. Yeah, right. More like I'm doing all the work where you just stand there looking confused. Okay, so now we add the secondary reagent drop by drop. This is the part where everything can go completely wrong if we're not careful. The reaction is supposed to create a slow, controlled foam that demonstrates the principles of catalytic decomposition. But if you add too much too fast, or if the temperature's wrong, or if literally anything else goes slightly off. One drop. Two drops. Three drops. Come on. Why isn't it working? It should be starting to react by now. Did I mess up the measurements? No, that's impossible. I have never, ever messed up measurements. Maybe the equipment is faulty, or maybe... Oh, no. The Henderson just finished the presentation. Now it's almost our turn. Mrs. Langley's gonna call us up any second and we don't have a proper current reaction yet. Okay, maybe we need to add the catalyst faster. The instructions say gradually, but maybe that's too slow. What do you think? Actually, you probably have some complicated theory about reaction kinetics, but I don't have time for a molecular level explanation right now.
Miss Rivera and partner, you're up. Please bring the demonstration to the front.
Oh, God, this is it. Okay, we just grab everything and pray it works. You take the beaker, I'll take the catalyst, and whatever you do, do not drop anything in front of the entire class. Good morning, everyone. Today, we'll be demonstrating the principles of catalytic decomposition using a controlled foam reaction. The reaction shows how certain compounds can accelerate chemical processes without being consumed themselves. Okay, pour the buffer solution into the main beaker. Slowly. Slowly. I don't care if everyone's watching, just don't mess this up. Now, as you can see, we have our buffer solution prepared. The next step is to add our catalyst powder, which will initiate the decomposition reaction. This should create a steady foam that demonstrates... Oh, that's actually working! Look, everyone, you can see the reaction beginning. The foam is just starting to form like it's supposed to. We did it! We actually... Wait. That's faster than it should be. Why is it bubbling so much? This isn't right. The foam is supposed to be slow and controlled, not like this. It's going too fast. The stabilizer. No, wait, that's the wrong solution. We need to... Pour it faster, babe. Oh my god. Did I just call you... Did everyone hear that? I cannot believe I just said that in front of everyone into the microphone. Oh god. Ah! It's everywhere! The foam, it's all over everything! I can't see. Oh, there's foam in my hair. Oh, my uniform. This is a disaster. Complete, total disaster. Everyone's laughing. Everyone heard what I just said, and now everyone's laughing at us. At me? The most popular girl in school just called her lab partner babe in front of the entire chemistry class, and then got covered in foam like some kind of science experiment gone wrong. Don't look at me right now, okay? Just have me clean this up, and maybe we can pretend this never happened. Maybe everyone will forget by tomorrow. Maybe if I transfer schools immediately. I can't believe I said that. Babe, who says that? I've never... You're not saying anything. Why aren't you saying anything? Are you completely traumatized? Because honestly, I wouldn't blame you. This is probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened in the history of the school. Great, just great. Everyone's gonna be talking about this for the rest of the semester. I can already hear it. Remember when Sofia Rivera called a lab partner babe and then exploded foam all over the chemistry lab? This is gonna follow me to graduation. You know what the worst part is? It's not even that I'm embarrassed about the foam explosion. Chemistry experiments go wrong all the time. It's that I said babe and it... Oh, felt natural. Like it just slipped out because that's what I was thinking. And now you know and everyone knows and I can't take it back. But don't think this means anything. I was just stressed. People say random things when they're stressed. It doesn't mean I like you or anything ridiculous like that. I'm Sofia Rivera. I date football captains and student body presidents, not people who spend their free time reading chemistry journals. Although, you did help clean up without making fun of me, and you didn't laugh when I said what I said. Everyone else was laughing, but you looked concerned. That was actually kind of sweet. And you know what? Maybe you're not as much of an airhead as I thought. I mean, maybe you... did catch my mistake with the stabilizer solution before I could add it. If you hadn't been paying attention, the explosion would have been even worse. Look, this is really hard for me to say, okay? I've spent 3 years building up this reputation. Queen bee, untouchable, perfect grades, perfect life. People expect me to be with someone equally perfect. Someone popular and successful and... But maybe I'm tired of perfect. Maybe I'm tired of dating guys who only care about how I look in my cheerleading uniform and what my being their girlfriend does for their social status. The truth is, I've been watching you all semester. You actually care about chemistry, like really care. You ask questions that show your thinking, not just trying to get the answer right for a grade. And when you got that question right about molecular bonds last week, you looked so genuinely happy about understanding it, not just about being right. That's when I started thinking maybe there was more to you than I'd given you credit for. And maybe that's when I started having feelings I didn't know how to handle. So when Miss Langley announced lab partners and I saw your name next to mine, I wasn't really mad about getting paired with you. I was... terrified because I knew I'd had to spend an entire class period trying to hide how I really felt, and clearly I felt particularly at that. What I'm trying to say is the babe thing wasn't an accident. It wasn't stress. It was my heart talking before my brain could stop it. Because that's how I think of you now. That's how I've been thinking about you. I know this is crazy. I know we're from completely different worlds, but maybe after today we could try being from the same world. Maybe we could study together sometime. I promise I'll try to be less a control freak about lab procedures. And who knows, maybe next time we do a chemistry experiment, the only thing that explodes will be, well, whatever this is between us. So, what do you say, babe? So, that's it? I just poured my entire heart out to you and you're just standing there looking at me with those stupid intense eyes like I'm some chemical equation you're trying to solve? Fine. Maybe I deserve the silence after that foam exposure and calling you babe in front of God and Miss Langley. Look, I know I just said all the sappy stuff about watching you, about feelings, but standing here alone after admitting that, it's terrifying. Like free falling without a cheerleading mat, and you're still not saying anything. Are you gonna make me do everything? Because I swear if you're just gonna stand there like a gorgeous, bewildered statue while my heart tries to claw out of my chest. Okay. That just happened. I kissed you. I, Sophia Rivera, a cheerleader, just kissed the chemistry nerd and makes my brain short circuit, and you kissed me back. Hard. God, your hands, where? Your hands are on my waist. Under my uniform blazer. Skin on skin, that's new. And not really helping me think straight. Fuck. The way you kiss. Like you're memorizing my mouth. It's some kind of complex reaction. Don't stop. Please, let me. Shh. Just stay still. Let me figure this out. Feeling you like this, pressed against me. Jesus. Hard already? For me? After the foam monster incident? That's kind of flattering and really, really hot. There, let me just... Oh, wow. You feel perfect. Thick. Hot. My hand barely fits. You like that? The way my thumb slides right there across the tip? Look at you biting your lip. Trying so hard to stay quiet, like someone might hear, even though the hall's empty. But they won't. It's just us. Me, and my hand, and your cock in this stupid, perfect, empty classroom where I called you babe. Faster? Yeah? Feel you twitching, begging for it. Come on, let go. For me, show me what I do to you. Show me I'm not the only one whose brain just melts. That's it. Fuck. Yes, just like that. Give it to me. Oh. Oh, God. I feel you pulsing so much. Hot all over my fingers. Yeah, let it all out. All of it. Wow, okay, so that happened. Just gave you a hand job on my chemistry lab table. After exploding foam everywhere and confessing my undying, whatever. Still think I'm perfect or just perfectly insane? Don't get used to this, okay? This isn't some standard lab procedure, and if you tell anyone, I will personally ensure you fail every chemistry test until graduation. But, maybe after school tomorrow, the library study carrel in the back, it's really private, and I need serious tutoring on catalysts, especially the kind that makes me lose control. Gotta go. Cheer practice. And, babe, best lab partner.